Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So, who has the highest dex?
Four.
Oh, God.
Yes, you have the highest dex.
Yes, that's you. Yes,
that is you. Dex.
Thank you. Dex.
It's so hard to min-max with just 2 points.
Yes, yeah.
But he did it.
But I did it. I could try and hack them, but that's two with my int.
Not happening. Excellent. Okay, so you act first. The fallen, you have 5 in total, and now in the room.
I'm just going to shoot the one with the gold in it.
Do it.
I want to kill it.
You're in an enclosed space, so I'm going to say it's I'm going off their defense. Oh, they have 0 defense. Great.
Amazing.
So please roll for me.
I can't really use my teleporter for this, so that's 2 successes.
And what I was going to say was, because we don't usually do this in seasons, but can we just quickly, like, just at least say what the core mechanic is
for the game for listeners?
Just so they know basically what we're doing.
Absolutely. So you are rolling your dice pool.
Yeah, so I'm using a ranged attack, so I'm rolling dex. So I have 4 dex, so I'm taking up 4 die. I don't have any...
4d6s?
4d6s. I don't have any particular advantage or disadvantage here, so I'm just going to roll those. And I count the 4s and up, and I got 2 5s.
Amazing. That's 2 hits in combat.
So it takes down 2 guard or 2 health. And then I can also move, right?
You can. You're attacking it with the crossbow?
Yes.
Tell me how you kill this motherfucker.
Oh, nice. Immediately.
The hood comes down, the overlay, like, pinpoints them all, and then there's, like, an in-camera zoom on the fair gold, and it's like without even thinking, the crossbow kind of like appears from under the cloak. He's always kind of shrouded. You never see where his weapons or anything come from, but the crossbow just appears and fires.
Gurgles from the mouth as this kind of strange oil-like liquid pours out and it slumps to the floor, the gold glowing in its chest. You still have a move. I mean, none of them were sixes, were they?
No.
You still have a move.
Click back to the chandelier.
You're just hanging out.
Yeah. Why not?
Great. Who goes next? Who's got dex?
Yeah, I do. I've got 3. Yep, great. In a moment of panic, he's going to drop the arm that was wriggling and jittering around. The arm's trying to grab him, so he like throws it on the ground, steps on it to stop it from moving, and like immediately, instinctively feels around on some of the different various pouches and different like handles and knickknacks that are around his belt, and he just reaches into one, pulls out a goddamn knife that has like a light blue glint to the blade. He goes, oh. yeah, that'll do. And he's just going to chuck the knife straight at the head at another of the closest fallen. In fact,
amazing.
It'll be the one with the one less arm.
All right, yeah, the one you've already kind of got its arm already.
Yeah,
you're well acquainted, as it were.
You know what? Seeing how it landed with only one arm, I'm going to say it's probably still getting back to standing, so I'll give you an advantage in your attack dice pool.
Great, which means I get an extra die, is that correct?
An extra die, yeah. Add it to your dice pool.
But not my special die.
Yeah, that's the hard thing about the fool, isn't it? When you've got D6s and you're like, which one's my special one?
Mine's the fool's one.
Ours look very nice.
Yeah. That is 3 successes and one of them is a 6.
Nice.
Oh! Nice.
Very nice.
Okay. Woo! All right. Yes. So, how you threw a knife at it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is fucking dead. But this being such an astronomical success, 2 successes were all it took to take this motherfucker out. With the one, I'm going to suggest that the knife somehow just cleaves through its head.
Well, I was going to say.
And attacks another one.
I was going to ask whether it could just threading the needle, it as he throws it, it like starts flipping and flipping, and then just before it hits it, it levels out and just and then just goes threads through.
That's
like
so
a
cool.
Needle goes through the head of this one, and it just like almost cartoonishly, it just goes it just pops. and the dagger's gonna continue going through it and embed itself in the second one.
It does. I'm gonna say
stylish.
Right in the other one's eye.
Yeah.
Yes, as the previous fallen, there's a second where it's just got a big old hole in the head, then it slumps back down to the floor. Dead. The other one now, it's your dagger in its eye.
Oh, fuck, that's gross. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Now, who is acting next? We've got the 1-3. I'm guessing everyone else is
I've
on
got
2.
2, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is on 2.
I think Avendra, every part of her is singing right now at this crazy scenario.
Including so the sword.
She's going to. She's going to swing the sword around and she's like, all right, babe, show me what you got.
I'm so excited.
And she's just gonna rush forward to the nearest one and attack. Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about this.
That's terrifying.
Which one? Because we've got 1, 2.
1.5.
One's got dagger in its eye.
I'll go to the one that hasn't been hit yet.
Great.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Amazing.
Alright.
So
that's strength. 3, plus I get my D8, right? Because I'm emotionally charged.
Absolutely.
Which
means
it.
That you might have a stance.
Yes.
That is just kind of can be passively active.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So this is my show off, which is my fighting style is undeniably more beautiful than anyone else's.
Oh, I love that.
And there's like a special.
Probably not going to matter too much to the fallen, but it is.
But it matters to me.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Like when you're ecstatic, you have that extra oomph to your attacks.
Yes. Once an emotion knight's emotion exceeds more than 0, is more than 0 on the die, you can. There's just a bunch of abilities that just happen.
Happen.
You know,
cool.
Can be activated.
Right. Yeah. Happiness is a loaded gun.
You got to ride. You got to ride that high.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's it. This is gonna just end great. Okay, so I only got 1 success, but I got an 8 on the D8. I don't know if that.
Anything.
Okay. That's special.
Yeah, that's
crit special.
What was your special?
Yeah. Okay, so I will choose the. There's only 2 fallen left, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So the other one will be startled by my grace.
No,
the next
3. Sorry, 3.
Oh, there's 3
my
left.
Mistake.
Yeah, okay, 2 and 1 with a dagger in the face.
Okay, I'll choose the one that's not daggered in the face. The next attack on them gains an advantage.
Oh, amazing. Nice. Okay, yeah, you do so fucking well. How do you attack this one?
Yeah, I think I just swing the sword, rush in, and the swing just continues and just goes straight through it like butter, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's gross on the inside, but I'm happy to be here.
So I like to think you swing in Fibonacci spirals.
Yes, and there's a spin at the end where I catch the sword and then the hair just whips around.
Oh, very good.
Damn. You know.
So graceful.
So we got dagger face, happy hurt, and then the other one.
Yeah, and I will say that maybe the goop from... Yeah. You should stop some describing it that way. But the goop of the one that you just cleaved, Avendra, splatters all over another one and on the floor. And it's kind of slipping in this muck now as it lurches towards the rest of you, okay. gnashing its teeth.
So Daggerface, Happy Hurt and Goopy. That's how we know who we're attacking.
Great. Cool, that means there is...
Did you not, two left. Did you get one success or two?
I thought you got two, right?
I thought you got one, didn't you?
I got one on the D6 and then I got a D on the D8.
Oh, you
D8.
Killed it, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you killed it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's dead.
All right, so then just Daggerface and Goopy.
Daggerface and
Goopy. Daggerface and Goopy it is.
Are these guys on two or one?
Daggerface is on one.
Yes, so we've got one on one health.
Oh, sorry,
and
are
the
they
other one
dex? Are we going before them?
Well, I think, yeah, you guys have your turn and then if any fallen remain.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Yes, looking good for them, is it?
Flint is going to take a sip of his whiskey and go, it looks like you guys have it under control, and I'm going to turn around and walk to the door and open it to leave the room.
Great.
Love that.
And you might have to go upstairs to do that.
Oh, well, I'll start moving upstairs.
Cool.
Towards the door, walking very casually.
That's... totally a thing you can do. I might say that if any are attacking, they might. Maybe I will roll one of them now. One of the fallen.
Stay down here.
See, first encounter, the players are like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, hey.
Too easy. Give me something harder.
One tries to. What do you think? Is it Goopy or Dagger Eye?
Please let it be Dagger Eye.
I think as you do that, Goopy slips, lurching forward, and just rakes its hand across your leg, and leaving a mark. I got one success. Do you have any guard?
I have, yes, two guard. So that goes down by one.
Yep.
So it doesn't actually... So guard is your ability to...
To mitigate
damage. Yeah. Avoid...
Your ability
is soaking.
Yeah, it's your ability to soak, yeah.
Would I be able to, like... attack it in retrospect.
Oh, you want to use your attack now? How nice of a GM do I want to be?
Setting the tone.
Don't have to. Just ask him.
I mean, he was just using his move action, right?
That's true.
Yes, you were. No. I will not be a dick. It goes to, like, it catches and you feel a sting of claw on flesh as it... grabs at your leg, and you can absolutely make an attack.
I'm going to kind of very instinctually just reach down, and on my way past my leg, I grab a concealed dagger and try and stab it in the face.
Beautiful. Please roll your attack for me.
Now, how are we going to know which one's dagger face or not?
Yeah, they can't both have daggers in their face, guys.
I got one success.
Great. Wonderful.
They have no defense, do they?
No, they don't.
Great.
No. Where do you bury it?
I kind of just stab it in the face and turn around to be facing it.
Yeah.
So that I'm not with my back to it anymore.
Yeah.
It goes, and pull the dagger back to be in my hand still, though.
Great. You stabbed it kind of up into the mouth as it was gnashing at you.
Yeah.
Dislodging it. More and more of this black oil substance leaks from it. And it kind of tumbles down the stairs somewhat, now looking at our Godfinder. It's got one health left. So we have Daggerface.
With one health.
And Goopy. Each with one health each.
Daggerface has a dagger in the face.
It does.
And Goopy has disadvantage.
Goopy has disadvantage?
Yeah. It's covered in goop.
Yeah.
Avendra was so graceful. Yeah. It was so graceful, she stunned it.
All right. Well, I am going to just cast a spell.
Do it!
I am going to cast Blinding Blast.
Ooh! A gift from the God of Light.
A light spell. So I make a wisdom test. So I have a pull of 4 for my wisdom. I also roll my
d12. Beautiful, because you're doing your spell. Give us a roll.
Nice.
Yeah, did you add your advantage?
No.
Oh, yes, this is just to see if the spell casting works. My mistake. Yep.
Yes, that's right.
If it's spell attack, you can still add it, right?
So
yes, yeah.
I don't know. The spell just happens. It says attacks of a target within medium range. I don't know if that just...
It's a spell attack.
It's a spell attack.
Yeah, because the way that your scripture... Because this is from your scripture, right?
Yeah.
These are the rote magics that your god has given you.
That's right.
They are essentially like cantrips.
Yeah, so so I don't need to roll for an attack after successfully casting the spell. It just happens.
I read those rules specifically last night. Yeah. So your one roll does double duty. You have to cross the difficulty threshold for it to go off.
Yep.
But the same roll is the same for, is the attack.
Great. Yeah. I can see
it's
it.
It's all in
the
one roll.
I couldn't see it in the FAQ.
It's definitely in there, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Do I get advantage then?
Yeah. So add it in. Yeah, if this is Goopy.
Yeah, let's attack Goopy with my blind blast. So that's a dice pool of 5 plus my d12.
Oh, dang. Beautiful. That's a big dice pool.
I've got good expectations.
So that is 3 successes. Oh. 3 successes there, thank you. I do incur a bit of God debt, though.
Because
I rolled a 1.
Don't want that God debt.
Ah, I love all these little mechanics coming out. Like popping out. Other people.
Tell me how your blinding ray looks. How it absolutely... Yeah, there's 3 successes. You kill both of them. How does that work?
I do have a 6 in there. So
yeah,
yes,
absolutely. Be as special as you like, my man. Take as much joy and pleasure in totally obliterating these last 2 fallen.
Blind all of us if you want.
Yeah. You get the end of the scene.
Everyone, it's a TPK.
Xavier lifts his hammer up in the air with his 2 hands. A bright light comes from the center of it, along with his smile.
Ding! Put that in post, Sean.
No, I'm going to use that.
Huge wave of light kind of... Imagine Terminator 2, where she's holding onto the chain link fence and like the nuclear blast like blasts them away.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That. Mm-hmm. Except it's light rather than fire, nuclear explosion. A kind of wave of light emits from the top of his hammer and blasts back the 2. What are they, fallen?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like biomechanical, fallen. Right? So you like peel the skin off their metal skeleton.
You literally see the Terminator underneath.
Yes. Yeah. Tony. It's
Red Eye.
What are you doing?
And Xavier says, all right, turns out I needed you right away. So
I didn't think you would be long in calling, darling.
Yeah, that's one. No stress, right? Easy done.
Is Adam talking to himself? Should we be worried?
When he talks to this god,
are you speaking out loud or mumbling?
I think there is a special quality that you take on that lets people know that something otherworldly is happening.
Okay.
And I'll let Chris describe that as I look for God rules.
Yeah,
God rules.
His smile is too bright. Like when he opens his mouth, light comes out of it because he's conversing with a god.
God of light.
God of light.
That's cool.
And so mouth kind of, as much as the hammer and this smile is kind of very clean cut in his late 20s gentleman, priest robes is smiling. When the spell is over, he's still talking and white light is billowing out of his mouth, kind of spilling onto the floor as it has a kind of texture to it. It's not just kind of light. It's a bright kind of flowing, like, liquidy,
like
sort of
flux or...
Yeah, thank you, flux is the term exactly that I'm looking for. Yeah, so that's what Xavier is doing.
Now, for my debt.
Yeah.
I'll let you know what I need, and then you go do it, okay? I want you to help someone who really needs it.
Mm-hmm. Sure thing, can do.
And you have to mean it.
Yeah, I always mean it.
Okay. All right, you'll be good now, and if not, you'll be cool.
And you feel like a warm kiss almost. Not like with, I mean, it's a god, it doesn't really have lips or extremities, but it was as if an Italian kiss on your cheek. Maybe two sides. Mwah, mwah. You feel 2 blushes of warmth fill your body.
Ciao, darling.
You find her the princess?
There you go. You have 1 god debt now. That's Make fine. Sure you keep on top of that.
Yep.
That's great.
I think Logan will, like, as the last, the fallen, and the radiance that had been emanating from Xavier starts to dissipate slowly. As he's gone over and just unlatches the dagger from Daggerface's face. He then looks...
Old Daggerface.
He looks over at Vince and's like, dude! Wait, let me get the Scottish back. Hooray! It's hard to do the things that I would say, but in the Scottish accent. Dude!
Logan, just speak with a normal accent.
What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
But you're just about to leave us here.
Well, I thought you guys had it under control and not really a fighter.
Oh, you're the fucking dagger in the one's face says otherwise.
Look, okay, next time I'll get involved quicker. Can we go?
Before we go, let's have a quick chat just to make sure that
yeah,
we're...
Yeah, one sec, guys. Just a moment.
What's the chat about?
And he appears next to the fallen who's, like, pinned to the wall with you may not want to watch this. Starts cutting into its chest.
And the closer you get to the gold, the more and more you feel the need, the rush. As you dig through its chest cavity.
Ah, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. And grab two little shiny bits of coin. There you go. You got two extra fair gold.
Toby, what
fair
the fuck
gold
was that?
Acquired.
Oh, it's just a little something for me, for later, for stuff, for
sure.
Things. You know,
that's great. I think really importantly, everyone, we are here, and it seems as though these things affect us. So. If this is real, like if we're experiencing this, I'm of the opinion that magic is probably happening and magic is real, because I don't think there's any sort of simulation that would make this happen. We're all pretty across this, right? You all want me to keep referring to you in character? That's fine. Great. Good. So
Avenger is literally just like practicing with her sword. Just like,
oh, what if you like moved your leg like there?
That is such
and
a
then
great
you
idea.
Do like a kind of like a kick.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I am listening. I
trust that you are. It's all good. So, Kat, sorry, Avendra. If we die or get hurt, that's going to actually happen. And I just want to be like 100% across that for everyone. Like, we don't want that to happen, yes?
But didn't you see we were unstoppable?
I feel like
we took those down so easy.
It's not a problem.
You also don't know that. You don't know that's the rules.
I mean, the fact is there's only one way to really find out. He goes to the door.
Excellent.
Thank you. Oh my god. Yeah, also, did anyone happen to manifest like a sewing kit or something when their transformation
your
thing
brand
happened?
New suit.
Yeah, they just ripped my pants.
I'm sure we can find someone to repair it. It's a fantasy world.
Okay. Yeah. As you go upstairs, you open the door. You find yourself in a tavern.
Oh!
Yay!
Oh no way!
Guys, come up and see this.
And more importantly, it was the tavern where you started your adventure in the mists of Dolaran. I'll leave it to you guys if you want to flavor what it kind of looks like. This is a spooky, somber world, but maybe this is a place of warmth and a gathering place for the community.
He calls down to you at the bottom and says,
ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a fucking leaky leg.
Yes. Yes.
Guys, it's a leaky leg tavern. Come and have a look.
Oh my god.
Rush up the stairs.
Yeah,
up
I'll
the
rush
stairs.
Up the stairs for sure.
I'll teleport up the stairs.
Yeah, great.
Just directly in front of us. Yeah.
And you just bump into me. Excuse me.
Flint looks down and is starting to get an empty whiskey glass.
Mm.
And he goes, "Oi, Hawk, can I borrow one of those pieces of gold?"
No.
Oh, come on, I just want to get a drink.
It's not what they're for. You'll need normal gold for that.
What's the difference? Isn't it? It's a fantasy world, man.
It's different, trust me. You remember the two techno elves?
Yeah.
It's their gold. It's for that sort
of
thing.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on to your gold.
Is that fair gold? You see a kind of previously ducking behind the bar.
Damn, I was just about to name her.
Oh, you want to name her?
No, I was going to.
No, no, you do it.
Oh, okay. You can give her a name if you want.
I was going to say, just remember how it happened last time. You don't need to pay for it. You just go up to Olga and just, you know, have a bit of a flirt.
I love that her name is Olga, okay. But I've gone for a Welsh accent.
I know.
Great. Yeah, you see this frizzly red hair poking over the bar in these kind of like space buns and these kind of timid green eyes poking out of you. Oh, it's... Are you here for the leaky leg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those monster things, are they still around?
No, they've been taken care of, Olga.
Oh, thank goodness. I was so worried. I was just hiding behind here. We haven't had customers in for so long.
Well, we've got something very great to tell you, actually. We took care of them, so, and we're a bit thirsty. If you don't mind giving us a drink on the house,
wow.
Would you?
Are you, like, real heroes?
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely. Are you using the voice or are you just being charming?
No, I'm just being charming.
Dang, so hard to tell.
I think we'll know when he uses the voice because I think it'll be terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She'll pick up a D4 and I'll be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, she bustles around the kind of side of the... There's not... This is where you realise I can't really do a Welsh accent either.
You've been doing great. Just keep going.
There's so much behind here because, like I said, it's been so hard to get around these days. The mists have getting thicker and thicker and no one dares to come through these parts, so it's so good to have people here just finally. So I'm so sorry. This is all we've got left. And she pours you some sort of amber-like liquid. It definitely tastes like it's been in a barrel.
It's alcoholic.
It's alcoholic. It's been in a barrel.
I take a little sip, wince slightly, and go...
Is it nice?
It's lovely. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
Olga. Olga, yeah? Dearest Olga. I have a bit of a wee question for you.
Yeah?
Those monsters.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck are they?
Fallen.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh,
that's
well...
That's a good question, actually.
You know how it's hard to go through the mists? When the mists come in?
Yeah.
That's when the monsters come out. And those strange mechanical things, that's one of them.
I don't remember them being in mists when we played.
Well, I reckon it might be a new invention by Allegra. Oh.
Has it been a long time since you've been here?
About 5 minutes.
Oh.
5 minutes? 10 years, more like.
Oh, yes, well... Things have changed in that amount of time, yeah. The fair, do you know them?
Yes, too well.
Well, after that last giant was slain by those heroes, it kind of seemed like there was more magic in the world to go around. And some of that magic kind of was really good. And some of it kind of went off like, you know, like milk when you leave it out. Kind of went a bit sour, and that's when these things started to come out. That's what I think, anyway.
Wait, so that means that we fucked things up 10 years ago?
I said we should have carried on.
There's not really been any good heroes around these parts for, well, probably most of my life.
How old are you?
Hmm?
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You're a bit young to be behind the bench, surely.
Do you remember, Sean, when you said, like, not 15 minutes ago, just flirt with her, then you get free drinks?
Yeah. No, that's immediately the problem that he's having.
Cool. Just checking.
Well, I don't know, probably look a bit older, because...
Oh, yeah.
You know, life is pretty hard.
I'm going to take a different approach now. Now that information has been made privy to me. Olga.
Yeah.
Young lass.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone else here at the bar that's of a seniority?
No one.
That's...
Everyone ran away.
What? Why are you here?
Because this is my home.
Do you not have parents?
No.
Oh.
They're dead.
That's dark.
Well,
it's dark times, I'm sure. Do you know a way out of here?
Well, there's the door.
I mean, more from this area larger. Is there a city nearby or something we can move towards?
Like I said, I've not really gone out much because the mists, you can't really travel at night because they're just so thick and you don't know what goes on around.
Does anyone remember where the leaky leg was?
Yeah, I was just going to ask if we remember. anything about the land.
I think you remember... do I make this a roll? Not really. Nah. You remember that one of the ways of orienting yourself in the mists of Dolaran was through the skeleton of a felled titan. That's where these communities had built their homes, had built places. A titan much larger than any of the likes that you ever saw or any that you ever fought. The ones you fought were like baby versions of this.
We're looking for like colossal titans.
Yeah. And the leaky leg was on...
It's on a leg.
Let's say it.
It's a leg. It's a leg.
On the
it's in a leg bone.
A leg rough. It's all coming together.
Son of a bitch, put it together.
And my second question, yes. In terms of us, we realize that the Fallen is a new thing that wasn't around 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Was the mists and things coming out of the mists around 10
that
years ago?
That was, yeah. That was the central premise, is that...
The mists hide monsters.
The mists hide monsters, and it was hard for people to get around. There was a lot of travelling by caravan or, you know, trying to get in between communities to protect them. Lots of insular little communities that had built up around this large skeleton.
Okay, so...
That's what you remember.
So it's part of a town. Like, it's in the leg, and there's a town surrounding it in the rest of the skeleton? Or is it isolated, just in a leg bone on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That makes sense. So it's like it's a roadhouse.
Maybe
roadhouse.
If you travel up to the hip, you might find people.
You could find a leaky hip, maybe.
That's what I found. Well, the last people who came through here said that that's where they were headed.
Who was that?
Oh, just... Actually, they were kind of like that fella. Pointing to Toby, now Hawk.
Oh, a giant bird.
No, well, they did have wings, like, but they weren't, like, bird wings. They were kind of like, I don't know, like...
Like a dragon?
I don't know. Kind of like if you're made wings out of metal and you flapped them about.
Metal bird.
Maybe. I don't know. They were strange and they weren't quite like the Fallen, but they were kind of metallic-like.
Friendly.
They were really nice, though.
Oh, they were nice. They were nice, okay. Then.
Yeah. They were just passing through. I think they were... Some of them had, like, instruments-like, but not all of them. I think they were just a bunch of friends or travellers.
So they're a heavy metal band?
Maybe.
That was a joke, but that's fine. Okay. It's all good.
I thought it was a good joke, so I think I get to activate the full thing.
Yes.
Don't I give you advantage?
That's why I'm doing a lot of jokes.
Okay. All right.
To activate my full capabilities.
All right, your next roll, you can get an extra die.
Fuck yeah.
Because I like trust.
There's some sort of secret collaboration going on.
Ellen as the DM or GM for a game where Sean's the fool is instant. Bonuses forever.
I'm going to ask my AI if it has any data on anything matching that description. People with metal wings.
Data from Leaky Leg. And it almost shows you like in your overlay. Almost like we've played Tacoma.
Yeah.
It's almost like you see the projected image of where these people were in the pub.
Yeah.
And they look like a kind of misfit band of travellers. Like yourselves, but yeah, with gleaming metallic skin, colourful hair, going to the bar, asking, looks like they're having a conversation with Olga. They wrap their shawls around their bodies and they head back out again.
You found something, Toby?
Just a image of where they were here before, the impression they left on the fair field.
It wasn't that long ago.
Isn't there usually like a hook or something?
Or like a story hook?
Yeah.
Well,
yes, a great quest.
Well, yeah. She kind of said just get to the end, so I kind of skipped a lot of steps and just kind of left us to feed in the blanks, really.
Well,
I think that the hook is to find the metal birds or creatures.
Look, there's the wells, you know. We tried to have a well for each part of the body, and they seem to protect us from the monsters. The one around the leg has gone out. No one's been putting any money in it lately, and so it stopped really protecting us.
Hence the Fallen crawling into your basement.
Yeah. So I think people are really just moving up the body, trying to find more people, more community, more safety.
Well, we could see if we could fix it.
That would be really nice, yeah.
Can you point us in the direction of this well?
Absolutely. So, And she kind of grabs a scroll from behind a bar and rolls it out. And it is a large drawing of a skeleton.
Like a segmented big
anatomical.
Body.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, I can see it.
With kind of divisions between the various body parts.
Yeah.
So, you're this way. If you go up that way, north, for around... Oh,
hip-wise.
It's about 2 hours, and that's where the last well was for the leg. I think it was a pretty lady. It was like a statue of a pretty lady. I think she was on one leg, and she was kind of standing out like that. And anyway...
She needs gold to work?
She needs gold to protect the town.
Gold like what? You're carrying?
Leg. I think so, yeah.
Fair gold.
It is pretty fair. It's not
well,
really...
Well, if it helps.
We don't really accept it in the bar, mainly because this isn't a functional bar anymore with no people coming through. But also, I found one of them coins.
You did?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay, where?
Well, I put it in this pouch and it's bloody gone.
Gone where?
It just...
Oh, at dawn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
Ah, I figured it was too good to be true.
Oh, it's true.
Oh.
Just only true for today.
Oh. That's pretty.
Olga, we'll probably have to be moseying, but do you want to, like, come with? Like...
No, God, no.
No.
It's really dangerous.
It's quite
out
dangerous
there.
Out there.
Isn't
Olga,
it also
yeah.
dangerous here by yourself?
Well, it wasn't so much, but then someone busted the window, like.
Yeah, I'd say maybe board up the window or something
okay.
back down there. And then just take a rest and we'll fix the well for you.
That would be really nice. Yeah. You can take the bottle if you like.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much.
No worries. Don't let it get too close to your eyes or you start crying up. It's Ooh. Very strong. Okay, bye now.
And as we leave, you still hear him grumble like, I still think we should have taken the rest with her.
Yeah, you hear a chair in the bar being smashed apart as she's kind of gathering wood.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
I'd like to have Xavier nip back downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
There's bottles that we brought into this world still there.
Kind of.
Ooh.
I mean, they've been kind of transmogrified into the world.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Exactly that. There were bottles of wine, and bottles of wine they still are.
Yeah.
But where they were caps, they are now corks with faded handwriting on them.
Yeah, for sure. Xavier's going to steal them.
Great.
Great. And we'll climb, like, head up the stairs again.
Clink, clink, clink.
And pass them over to Avendra.
Oh.
Sorry, my brain. We're getting to that time of day where my brain is.
No, wait, I'm Avenger.
That's me.
There's a lot of names.
There's three characters.
Bouncing around.
There's Kat and Avenger and Luna. Chris is... fuck me.
Chris the Godbinder.
Xavier is going to hand them over to Kat, a.k.a. Avenger, and we'll hand the bottles of wine over.
Incredible. Good thinking. We can use these for later.
Just thinking you can have them.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. She's going to put them in. I'm assuming I have like a bag of some kind. Ooh. Traveling.
Sorry, that was...
That was the sword.
I was trying to do the sword, but I did Olga instead.
Olga did come with us.
Olga, go back inside, please.
The sword.
Oh, no, I'm just patching it out from the outside.
From the inside as well, you know, both sides.
Yeah, I'd be doing both sides.
But make sure you're... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I won't tell you how to do your job.
Make sure you can get back inside after you've bought, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll use the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
bother. Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, he's really nice. She kind of...
She's so annoying.
She's fucking 16.
16-year-olds can be annoying.
They can. Think what we were.
Flashback we to all of you.
Remember what we were fucking like.
So,
I mean, I was fine, but...
So, Sword.
Yeah.
Do you... We need to come up with a name for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I totally, like, cleaved through those, like, fallen things.
You're incredible.
Cleveland?
Thank you. No, so are you. Did you say Cleveland?
Cleveland.
That I thought I heard someone say Cleveland.
That could be my name. I don't really
Maybe we'll
like
sit
it.
On that.
Does it bring you joy?
No.
It doesn't bring me joy either. And I feel like joy is like our thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree. We can come up with it later. But I was wondering, do you know anything about this place? About these wells?
I haven't really been sent in since before you.
Okay. Great.
But do I know this place? It's kind of like, ooh, it's spooky.
Yes. <it is. laughs> I'm just having a moment with my sword. Okay. Right.
It's ooh, spooky.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roed, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Is that a fucking lawnmower?
That's a lawnmower.
Yep.
Bruz.
What the fuck?
And that's almost an episode break when we leave the tavern as well. Yeah.
Can we so close. Bake it into the episode?
I don't think we should. We don't know what the audio quality will be like come the end of it.
No. Olga's pushing around her.
She's got a techno magical vacuum
Olga,
cleaner.
Shut the fuck up with that.
Yeah. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.